WHDD presents Susan Says.
Okay, I'm going a lot stir crazy now. I get my second vaccine in a few weeks, and then I promised myself and my shrink that I would get out. Yeah, I was depressed. He tells me getting out is important. It's appropriate to feel depressed now because of everything that's going on, but get out of the house. Somehow eating a sandwich with a friend didn't seem worth dying for, but okay, now that I'm going to have two shots, I will take walks in the park, I promise. But wait, the news this morning says there's a new strain or variant in New York City, where I live. It's harder to fight. We need a new booster or even a vaccine change. Oh, come on. Other gripes, smaller, but what the heck. I'm really sick of seeing Tom Selleck pretending to be sincere in his reverse mortgage commercials. He protests too much, and in the end, he says he thinks. He doesn't know or believe it's good. He thinks it's okay. Oh, come on. Stop doing those. Turning the channel, I saw Maury Povich doing, well, I won't say it's a show. I'd say throwing garbage. Every time he has these awful people trying to deny or acknowledge someone's baby, and then they do a DNA test, and then the audience full of toothless type people scream as the women fight, or the men, again with no teeth, celebrate when they are not the father, and then the women scream and they run away. Ew, what a career, Maury. How do you do it? How do you look at yourself in the mirror? Oh, come on, stop. It's like Jerry Springer, but worse. The Woody Allen documentary on HBO, wow. I don't know that it's necessary after all these years to see that he clearly abused his now grown adopted daughter, not the one he married. I know it gets confusing, but Mia is not the most sympathetic person either. She's had 14 kids, yes, 4 natural, 10 adopted, some with special needs, which seems nice, but it's sad to say 3 of those children are dead from drugs or suicide. And then there are tales of possible mistreatment of them. One of them said she treated them like the help. Oh my gosh, so dysfunctional. It's kind of like watching an accident you don't want to, but you can't look away. Ooh, speaking of accidents, Tiger's accident. I feel so bad, really. He cannot catch a break. This adorable little child who was turned into a robot by his father, that stern military mind, all the ups and downs of his life. Now this, please be well, and don't feel you owe the golf world public anything more. You have done enough. You take care of you and your beautiful children. Texas. Really? Oh, come on. Get rid of every politician you have. They all stink. That governor who pretends to be Mr. Nice Guy is the worst. Yeah, even with Ted Cruz, you got all of them. Beto O'Rourke is there waiting in the wings. He should be governor, obviously. The Biden confirmation hearings, wow, Merrick Garland, top-notch. He should have been a Supreme, but I'll take a tough DA. Governor Cuomo, here, going through a lot of criticism. I have to tell you, I like him. I'm not sure what to believe now. Basically, he's smart and tough, and he got me through the pandemic. Oh, let's hope. I'm also hoping that the DA gets going on deranged Donnie's income tax. I need to see that happen soon. That'd get me out, revved up. I'll go out for a walk then, okay? Bye for now. Oh, but for all the morons who are still not wearing masks, oh, come on, you've killed enough people, haven't you? Come on, where to?
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.